Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
And welcome to the Steakhouse on a Thursday morning. Man, are we busy. And nobody better to have by my side than the incomparable Rusty Manziel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thursday.
We've already been together a couple of hours. I scared you how early I got in today.
Somebody got a court case or what's going on here? Are we hiding this morning?
When I show up that early, and Rusty, of course, always on top of it, Rusty goes by the Bill Parcells, if you're not 10 minutes early or late, right, for everything.
Yeah.
So I was out and about, had to drive Bobby early, so I was back here and had a chance. It's always dangerous if we have too much time because you want to save it for the air, right?
That's right. Yeah, we got to be careful because, you know, we get
talking. So much emotion, old guys can do it.
Yeah, ain't no doubt, man.
Dukes and Bell, those are old guys, and they have to do the same thing at 4, and they have to do it again at 6, God. And they got to make it sound like just as much
energy. 5 hours, man.
Dude, that is a shift.
Dude, I'm telling you now.
That is a shift. And you know the thing in radio, because other shows I'd known in the past, they'll just rerun their stuff, which is just super lazy.
I didn't realize that happened until I would work somewhere
else. I've never seen it that there's just one group that would just rerun their stuff from 4 o'clock, which just means I don't have the energy to give the audience the same vigor that I had at 4, right? So it's one of the laziest things in radio. They've never done it.
That's crazy.
They never rerun their stuff. They have the same fire at 2-3, they have it at 5 or 6. Sandra and I tell the story, like, I'll go do errands, I'll go to the gym, I'll go pick up my kid, I'll go to a game. You turn on, you're like, dude, they're still on.
You're like, damn. Can I Venmo and buy them a drink?
Oh, God. Anyways, how have you been?
Good, man.
Yeah.
You
had your whole team. I know you weren't there in Athens yesterday.
No.
But
I had my guys from Dogs HQ there.
Dogs HQ, the best coverage.
I had my guys, Jeremy Johnson, who's a listener, everyday listener, Jeremy Johnson, one of the young and up-and-comers in the business. Hired him as soon as I could, and he's doing a great job at Dogs HQ. Jake Rowe, our lead writer, was there. And
who had the most to gain from Pro Day yesterday?
I think Dan Jackson had a point to prove. You know, he didn't get invited to the combine. Jake Rowe told me he was standing beside the Steelers scout, and when he ran a 40, he had him at 4.39. He ran 4.45, I think, average for everybody. And Dan Jackson yesterday became officially draftable. Like, he's going to get drafted.
Sixth or seventh round.
Yeah.
So,
former walk-on.
Do you think most of the NBA teams fly in the night before,
NFL.
Stay in Atlanta, or stay in Athens?
They stay in Athens. What,
did I say?
NBA. NBA. Yeah, they do fly in the night before.
Well, we got Quinn Snyder in 15 minutes. That's so, why. So.
How they do that is the NFL coordinates. Like, Clemson, I have a day. Georgia, I have a day. Georgia Tech, Georgia State. They coordinate it where they can travel.
Yeah.
Like, you spend the morning
close
in
enough.
Athens. Yeah. I remember a couple years ago, I went to a pro day. I'm having coffee at Starbucks in Athens. And, like, Rex Ryan, all those guys walk in. Rex Ryan and all the Jets guys walk in.
That was in Athens in the morning.
Jordan Jenkins, Leonard Floyd, and all those guys were up there, which is crazy. Now Leonard Floyd's a Falcon again.
I know.
Which is nuts.
Georgia Tech is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gee, any big storylines of, you know, how many teams will be there and anybody in particular that.
I know I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there. So I'll report back.
Okay.
And I'll let you know.
So.
Let me give you one story on this. This is something that I usually don't share, like stuff that. But when you talk about Kirby Smart and things that don't get written, there's a kid at Georgia State this year by the name of Kenyatta Watson, kid out of Grayson. He signed with Texas out of high school, transferred from Texas to Georgia State. His dad is on the staff at Auburn. Okay, his dad is a recruiting director at Auburn. Yesterday, Kirby let that kid, who he didn't sign in high school, work out at Georgia because all 32 teams were there.
Oh, wow.
And little things like that don't get written.
Yeah.
But you think that wasn't a big deal to let that kid work out? A Georgia State player worked out at Georgia yesterday because all 32
teams. In the middle of all the Georgia kids.
Yeah.
Is that a Del McGee relationship, or is that also part of it?
Kirby's known his dad a long time.
Yeah.
Kirby recruited him when he went to Texas and out of Grayson.
Yep.
So, I mean, little things like that.
No,
he's
awesome.
Not the only one that does that. But little things like that, when you don't know little things, that tells you these people are humans.
I loved Kirby's opening press conference for spring practice, because I find, having covered so many coaches over the years, that he is so comfortable in his own skin and not paranoid, and he's just going to have a conversation.
He's come a long way in media.
Yeah. It's also like even – I tell you the story about –
stiff as a wedding dress in 2016. Now.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's come a long way.
Well, it's also like the whole thing with letting people hear him at practice screaming like, okay, like he's not paranoid. It's not a big deal. Yeah, you know, if you're walking through campus, you may hear Kirby getting after kids at practice, and like, there's no way to protect that, right? I told you, my buddy Turtle, who drives an Uber, is like, we know it's football time because I'm driving past the practice facility.
Do you know that he encourages parents to come to that practice as a recruit? Because he doesn't want your kid to call home and go, hey, I got cussed out today. You're going to see what it's about.
You can hear it. You can just walk by and hear it. That's what I'm saying.
Dude, last time I drove by,
my daughter thinks it's the coolest thing. Like, I heard Kirby this morning.
Hey.
He wasn't happy. I go, Sophie, that's him every day.
Like 3 years ago, I get a text during a coach's clinic, and my phone blew up on like a random Thursday afternoon. Kirby has like 800 high school coaches in every year on a Thursday and Friday, which is next week. I get texts from these coaches I haven't heard from a long time. They go, Kirby Smart just lit you up on the mic. I'm like, what? Come to find out, Kirby goes, you know what's your effing problem today? You listen to Rusty Mansell tell you were a 5-star, and you weren't. And I got lit up by coaches.
Yeah.
So I've taken it on the mic in Athens.
That's good stuff. All right, let's talk about a 9-9. The Atlanta Hawks, before we get to the the SEC and ACC tourneys, Atlanta Hawks are doing good things, man.
They're just hanging in there.
They're a better team since this trade. There is no question they're better since losing D'Andre Hunter.
Different energy.
And Bogdanovich. Those guys they brought in, the minutes that Reese Shea's getting, Trae Young. You have the stats on him, Rusty.
Yeah, his 90th career 30-point 10-assist game last night. He had 30 points, 10 assists. That's the fourth most in NBA history for that stat line. 90th game with 30 or more points, 10 assists.
35-12. Just great energy last night against a Hornets team. That's they can beat you any given night. Goes 21-21 from the foul line. And their bench, the Hawks bench, outscores the Hornets bench 57-18. They try to make it five in a row against the Clippers on Friday night. You watched the game, Day-Day?
Yeah, I got a chance to watch glimpses of the game, and it was just a great game. And defensively, the Hawks really seem to be coming into their own on that side of the ball, which I think we've always known that that's kind of been Quinn Snyder, who we'll hear from shortly. That's kind of been his motto. So looks like they're starting to take form.
Good dub for the Hawks. Meanwhile, Georgia basketball in a dogfight last night in a late game, the final game of the day in Nashville. They lose to Oklahoma, who was playing desperate to try to find their way into the tournament.
Great way to describe that. Desperate team, had to have it. And Stake, when I tell you, you've seen this before, Jeremiah Fierce, true freshman, who I think he's just turned 18. Last time Georgia played Oklahoma in early on January 11th, he had 2 points. Last night, my guy went for 29. Oklahoma was 10 for 15 three-pointers in the first half. They played their season was on the line. You know what? It was.
Well, I'll say what's interesting is you can want a game real bad, but that doesn't mean you're going to shoot well. You may jump higher, run harder, play better D. But when you're in an elimination game, which is kind of how they might have felt about making the tournament.
They hit big shots.
To make shots.
So their coach,
they hadn't shot like that all year.
Did you see their coach call a timeout at 8 minutes? It's tied up. And Molly McGrath, the ESPN SEC reporter, goes, he told them, your NCAA tickets are waiting on you. You got 8 minutes to go get them. It's great. Silas Demery had 24. Asa Newell, double-double, 21 points, 17 rebounds. Blue Kane, 17 points. They didn't play bad. They got beat. It's okay. They're going to the dance.
Listen,
get a little time
off.
They
had a four-game winning streak.
That's right. To get
when
to
they
get
need
there.
It yes. to get there.
Yep.
There is a report. It's not a report. There is evidence to suggest that 14 SEC teams will be in there. Now, where are we right now with last one in? And
13's in. So today, Joe Lunardi, his latest ESPN bracket, Tology, whatever, last night.
Texas is out.
Texas is the first team out. They play Texas A&M today in the second game. If they win that game,
you got 14.
Georgia, SEC is going to have 14 teams. The only team that won't make it, LSU and South Carolina.
We want Georgia to be a 10, not an 8 or a 9.
We want to be a 10.
Because that way you play the 7, which is an even game.
Yeah.
And then if you win that, you're not playing the number one seed. So you're not playing Duke. You're not playing Auburn. You're not playing...
I heard you and Sandra talk about it. They're going to have a hard time keeping these SEC teams away from each other. What I'm most excited about is turning them loose. If the SEC is good as everybody thinks they are, they're going to turn 14 teams loose on a. They're going to turn 14 teams loose on a 68 team bracket.
No, there's no way. Listen, they have all the complete algorithms in the world to be able to avoid SEC teams playing, but there's just too many of them.
Too many of them, yeah, 14 of 68.
They don't want you playing until the final.
14 of 68, could possibly.
Right.
Yeah.
And don't even, let's just say 64.
Yeah.
So that's almost one-fourth of the field.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's almost one-fourth of the field.
I'm excited to see what they do in the play.
Georgia Tech.
Big win.
Yeah, really nice win, 66-60 over Virginia. I love what Damon Stoudemire said. I am riding my guys. Bunch of guys played 40 minutes. The rest played 36 minutes. Duncan Powell goes for 21. Nate George, 13 and 10 and 8 assists. But they are playing the ultimate ACC juggernaut at 12 noon today.
Yeah.
John Shire and Duke.
Yeah, but you think about what you said, that he played two guys 40 minutes last night. He knows he's playing Duke today. He doesn't care. We'll deal with that tomorrow. You're playing as much as we need you to play.
Yeah, he
to
just
survive.
Decided.
Lance
Terry played 40. I think Nate George may have played 40. Listen, they got the best recruiting class they've ever had coming in. They've got a lot to build on. That was a even game, and they just took it to Virginia. But we're going to talk about this point spread. Duke is playing a solid Tech team, and they're giving 24 points. Georgia Tech is a 24-point underdog, not because they stink, because Duke has been dial a score. It's been crazy. A lot of NFL stuff to talk about. Cooper Kupp is out there. No big surprise. We knew that was coming. He was released, though, outright. The Aaron Rodgers deal, he's released by the Jets. First time he's ever a free agent. Darius Slay, one-year deal with the Steelers. And Russell Wilson going to meet with the Browns.
Can I make one comment? The NFL personnel are not real thrilled with this quarterback draft. You can tell.
Yeah, I want to hear more about Shedeur Sanders, where he may be falling, too. We'll get into that.
Yep.
Also, more sights and sounds from Athens yesterday. When we come back, they're on a roll, and he was on a roll in college. We'll talk to Quinn Snyder about what it's like to go to three Final Fours. Sports Radio 92.9. All right, we got the head coach of the Hawks, our buddy Quinn Snyder. By the way, Kirby Smart coming up in 15 minutes as well. He will join us. So, I don't know, Quinn Snyder and Kirby Smart, pretty good. Coach, congrats. Great win last night. Thanks for being on with us.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right, so we'll get to your team, which is hot, in a second, but it is NCAA, ACC tourney, all that. We're doing a deep dive on Quinn Snyder. Everybody talks about game sevens in the NBA. But the NCAA tournament, when you're at Duke, you're playing a lot of game sevens. That's called the tournament. What about those games? And again, your junior, senior year, you go to the Final Four both years. I think you beat Temple and Mark Macon one year. You beat Alonzo Mourning and Georgetown another year in the Final Eight. What do you remember about those moments, about single elimination games and being in that setting?
You know, it's interesting. You do. I think you're right about the game sevens in the NBA. It's kind of a hybrid. You should ask Coach Smart about it too, because in some ways the singular game presents a unique challenge. Game seven in the NBA, you've already played six games.
Yeah.
You really know your opponent.
Good point.
You know, a lot of times in the NCAA, you'll get somebody and you can watch tape and do all those things, but you can get surprised. You know, whether the player is a better shooter than you think, they play faster than you think, or as you said, you know, you have a bad shooting night, and you know, so a singular game always has its own challenges, and I like the analogy too. I think the game seven, or even a bowl game, you don't have as much time to prepare sometimes, which is also a little different. There's no better feeling than on a Thursday or a Friday, let's call it a Thursday, winning that game and watching the rest of the games on TV. And occasionally a team will lose that you don't feel too bad about.
Yeah, and it's also, I've been on those runs with teams. It's that weekend, like, get through this weekend, let's get to the next week, and let's extend our time together, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's your last time with your senior year. Well, you got to the Final Four, so I mean, you went about as far as you could go.
No, but I do. You know, you remember those moments. A tournament has just there's a unique feel, and it's all packed. You win, and then you go back to campus, and you feel the energy on campus, and then you go out again, and it's a unique event, as we all know.
Coach, question here, Rusty Mansell. I'm always fascinated with players late at night, things like this. As a coach, you look at Georgia last night, they barely tipped off before 10 p.m. As a coach who's been in, you know, the college setting and now the NBA setting, how do you prepare to keep your athletes ready? What's the logistics around a day like that? I'm always fascinated, and number one, at boxers, how are they training to be ready to perform at 10 o'clock at night? How do you take a day like that? How do you keep athletes from, like, peaking too early?
Well, I think it's really requires a singular approach multiple approaches for what time you play. I used to find the noon game was more challenging.
Yeah.
Not a morning person, but you're
right.
You're getting up and earlier, and you know, what are you doing? Your schedule and your preparation. You said it. I think guys that, you know, are really meticulous about how they prepare. You know, dinner's at a different time, I mean, breakfast at a different time, all those little things that put you in place.
It's 7 hours earlier. That's 2 hours later, but a noon start like Tech and Duke today, 7 hours earlier than what they're used
pre-game
to.
Pre-game meal is probably 8 a.m.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, no question. Pre-game meal may look a little different, you know?
Yeah.
But, no, you're right. And time changes do that to you, you know?
Mm.
And so I think, you know, a time change on top of a game change, you guys are on it. There's some things to adjust to.
Quinn Snyder with us. Hawks won four in a row. A lot of great energy with these home wins. There's a lot to talk about. I just want to ask about Zachary Risacher, who's had a great run of late. The plus-minus numbers have been jumping out at folks. What do you notice? Guy in his car doesn't see Zachary 6 months ago. You worked him out before the draft. You saw him his first day of camp. Now you're watching him get real minutes in the NBA 60 games in. What is different from the first day you saw him 6 months ago till even last night and as this thing keeps evolving?
Yeah, you know, there's the things that are similar have to do with his makeup. Just his competitiveness, which you'll see flashes of it where he's got a little nasty in him, as they say. His poise for a young guy. He's missed some shots and doesn't affect him, overly affect him in a negative way. And then his work ethic. I think the combination of those things have allowed him, to continue to improve. And I think when you're that young, anytime you go through something for the first time, so everything was the first for him early in the year, and for example, we played Indiana in the preseason. That's a first because it's the preseason. Then you play Indiana in the regular season. There's another first, and now you play him again last week. So you begin to get a little more of a rhythm and your expectation. There's just not as many surprises. And he's gotten better, plain and simple, which is really, it's not only encouraging but exciting because the things that he's working on, his balance is better on a shot. He's guy's taken over 2,000 shots. He's in the gym all the time and working. He'll be in there this afternoon.
Right.
Between games, and you're seeing his balance on his shot get better. I think he's learning to attack the rim more aggressively, particularly in the half court where he's finishing. He started to learn how to finish through people. He's got such a great touch around the rim. He's seen him with either hand. But I think as he gets older, too, he's going to learn how to use his size and strength even more. And, that's what people are seeing right now.
Quinn Snyder with us. Hawks winners of 4 in a row last night, beating Charlotte by 13. Bench, I think, goes for 57. I want to ask about the new guys. Caris LeVert, George Niang, obviously. Big factors last night. And Terrence Mann as well. I think they combined those three guys for almost 40 points. What have they been giving you? What does it mean for the future? How are you learning? What are you learning about that group and how much they've contributed of late?
Well, the continuity is something, for me personally, in the way that we play, it's real. And so anytime you get a trade where you get three new players, there's a little bit of a concern there. Even everything from like a communication system, the style of play, the way that we play is very different than the way that Terrence played with the Clippers or the way that even George and Caris played in Cleveland. So because of their both intelligence and their experience, they've been able to adapt really quickly. It's been an additional layer for George because I had him for, 3, 4, 5 years in Utah when he was, when he was just starting out. So I think they've been able to impact in that way. Getting up to speed quickly. And then there's the leadership component, whether it's by example or being vocal. And that's big for our team. We had a lot of the young guys are just kind of finding their way. And all three of those guys, as I said, that have a presence in your locker room, I think all three of them are shooting the ball, which is big for us. We've had some problems making shots early in the year. We're one of the best teams in the league at getting open shots and really want to take them. Terrence is the style and what he's doing on the floor is different, and I think he's enjoying that. There's more playmaking, there's more attacking, but the defense is there, and he can guard multiple positions. Very strong. Georgie is as good a shooter as you'll find, but the really important thing is he doesn't need but a little window to get it off, and that's really, really important. And then when you look at Caris. One of the things for us that's been important that he's done is, we want to move the ball. We want to play together. We want to pass. We want to cut. We want to space. But there's times you need someone to – we want to score, too. That's the whole idea. And when the game does slow down, to have a player that can, can generate a shot and that is also unselfish. I think that's the important thing about him is that he can isolate. He can create a bucket, but he's also a willing passer. So – all three of those guys in different ways are contributing And I've been pleased with, you know, the fact that they've been able to do that. It's hard to keep everybody on the court right now, guys. You know, playing a 10-man rotation isn't easy. But when your bench is playing like that, too, I think everybody kind of leans into it. And that's the credit for our guys.
Yeah, it's a buy-in factor when they see the results. And I love Trey's energy watching these young guys. I mean, last night was another spectacular night. We only have a minute left. But, I mean, you can see, to me, it starts with Trey's energy, and then everybody feeds off it. And when he has 35 and, what did he have, 12 last night, 21 to 21 from the foul line, I don't know, man, we probably take it for granted. These are circus numbers for, you know, that's a career night for a lot of very good guards, and we just got used to it.
You know what? Let me share a quick story with you. I know you guys got to go. So you mentioned Trey's, you know, free throw, 21 for 21. The other night, we've got the game what looks like sealed, but there's enough time for them to throw a full court pass and turn around and hit a shot. Improbable, yes. Trey's shot 47 free throws in a row. You know, he's got an opportunity to break the Hawks' record, actually Kyle's record, Kyle Korver's record, and we asked him to miss that 48th free throw. And just to whatever the, you know, the 0.05% chance, you know, he's the guy that hit a half court shot earlier in the year.
Yeah.
So we want to avoid that. And he missed the shot and the streak stopped and he lost the record. And, you know, I know that we all don't live for those moments, but it just shows you, I think, the place that his head is as far as what he's trying to do. And, you know, you see that when we need him to score early, you know, we want him to score. When we need him to pass early, we want him to pass. And I'm not letting him off the hook on his defense. You've got to keep guarding.
Well, it's been fun to watch. A lot of great energy. We always appreciate chatting with you, a guy that I don't know how much NCAA tournament you can watch, but we're looking forward to that and the Hawks. A lot of good hoops coming our way next couple of weeks.
Appreciate it, you guys.
Always,
I'm
Coach.
Glad you got Coach Smart on. That's fun. All right.
Thanks,
we'll
buddy.
See you.
Kirby Smart coming up next. That's Quinn Snyder, coach of the Hawks. Biggest guest, biggest newsmaker.
Saw Kirby at the Hawks game the other night.
Yes.
9-2-9 the game.
That was great energy. Yeah. That's the night we beat
Pacers.
Pacers, yeah.
We need to ask Kirby about the guy that walked up with his driver's license.
Oh, my God, that's right.
We need to ask about
Kirby
that.
Smart when we come back. Sports Radio 929. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Steak and Rusty, the tailgate brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. He's the incomparable head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. He's Kirby Smart. He joins us. Good morning, Coach. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, guys. Y'all doing all right? Thank you. Doing good. You babysitting today, I see.
Well, he's a lot to handle, these kids.
I'm a lot less to handle these days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what do you think of the remarkable weight loss of Rusty Manziel?
Yeah, give me that opinion on that.
I'm very jealous. As I tend to go the other direction, he's going the opposite direction.
Oh, man.
Mary Beth talk about how good Rusty looks?
She does. She says all the time how much he's cleaned up and he's got a new wardrobe.
I do have a new wardrobe.
Miller Brothers
Miller
doing
Brothers
him
taking
right.
Taking care of me, yeah.
Hey, we just had Quinn Snyder on saying nice things about you. I know Andrew Saltzman and all the guys of the Hawks were thrilled to have you at the game the other night, front and center. What happened, though, Rusty, that night that was unique?
Well, I say this, and I want to get his comment on the athletes and the NBA, but I will say this. I'm standing there. I bump into Coach and his son there in the hallway, and a guy walks up. And I've told people this story, Coach, and they don't believe me. A guy walks up to you and hands you his driver's license, and his name is Kirby Smart.
100%.
Has that ever happened?
I was taken back. I thought it was a fake idea. Somebody. I said, "What is this?"
And it was
real. I mean, I didn't verify it, but I was like, "Wait, is that what? That's my name." I mean, the middle was different. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, we saw you. I saw you at Stegman. Rusty saw you at Stegman. You love sports, but you're a big basketball fan for a number of reasons. Talk about that for a second.
Oh, I love all sports, but I love UGA sports. I love following the student athletes here. So, I've been trying to get courtside seats. I couldn't buy my way into the courtside seats, and finally purchased enough to get down there and sit and enjoy the games. I don't get to go as much as I'd like to, but we like going. I like going and seeing them. And my kids, all three of them, enjoy being involved. And, I mean, Athens is a great community, and you can go watch a sporting event that's really world-class anytime you want. So it's fun. The Hawks game was really cool for me because I don't know that I've ever been to an NBA basketball game, or if I have, it was 20 or 30 years ago. So it was really cool.
For real, you haven't been to an NBA game maybe in your life?
I want to say at a bowl game we might have got to go a long time ago. But I never remember. I think I went to a Heat game when I was coaching the Dolphins. But, man, it was a long time ago.
Kirby Smart with us on Sports Radio 929 The Game. I enjoyed your press conference a lot for how thoughtful it was the other day. One of the things I really appreciated, and if you can elaborate, of now I get to see who loves the game of football. That's what I love about spring. It's not about NIL. It's not about dollars. It's not about hearing from all these other people. I get to see who has a love of the game over these next, 16 practices. So elaborate on what that means with all the distraction around football and portal and NIL these days.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it boils back to. I try to find common denominator. I'm always looking for what makes good players good, what makes great players great, and what separates the best players we've had from the rest. And that's usually the common denominator. They love the game. They like to compete. And that rises to the top. It was just ironic that came about in the press conference because the next day was the pro day. So I got to visit with probably five or six different head coaches and organizations yesterday morning, and they were talking about the same thing, not from my press conference, but just that for them, you know, one of the questions they used to always ask us was, well, how's it going to change him when he gets – you know, money. How's it going to change him when he comes into NFL-type money? Is he going to have the same passion, desire? And they used to frame those questions to us all the time, and I understand those questions much better now because we deal with it here. And it really across all college football is the guys that seem to be rising to the top are the ones that actually play hard, because playing hard is it's not like a given. Not like everybody does it. I mean, it's some guys don't play as hard as others. So I like to see the fire and passion.
Coach, you get a lot of questions on Gunnar Stockton. Obviously, he's, you know, who he is, and a lot of people are so familiar with him in state. But a young man that I got a chance to meet, his family, a young man from the Northeast, he's a quarterback in your university, Ryan Puglisi. I'm not sure you get a ton of questions on him. Obviously, in the thick of this quarterback battle, tell me why you identified him early, why you like him, and why you're excited to see what Ryan Puglisi can do with these reps this spring.
Well, he's a competitor. He never flinched during the recruiting process. As you know, it's well documented. You know, we had another commitment at times. I forget the timeline. You know, it was off and on. But he never wavered. And those have been, you know, some of the best kids we've recruited that really they're like, well, I don't really care who else is coming. I don't really care who's there. I see the growth and development you've had at the quarterback position. He had a passion and energy about Georgia. He's a really good baseball player. He's got arm talent. He's got size. He had great, you know, his high school tape. He played in a really good league up there and just a competitor. So he's come in, and, you know, he was one of those guys that really flashed when he was on the scout team, and that's traditionally what happens when you have a card, you don't have a read, and you just fire away. And he's made some really good throws on the run. He's got a strong arm, but he does have a long way to go in terms of learning exactly what we're asking him to do, the command of the offense, the volume of the offense. He's getting better at all those things.
What do you mean when you say Gunnar Stockton is not a rah-rah mindset? It's more of a get-to-work kind of mentality. Does that remind you of Stetson a little bit, or other guys, or talk about his leadership?
He's very different. He's very different than Carson. He's very different than Stetson. He's different than Jake and JT. I mean, he's kind of his own person. He's got a quiet confidence about him.
Has he got some Nick Chubb to him, kind of?
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. He's got a little I don't want to say it's like – it's just quiet confidence. I mean, and that's the way Nick was. Nick, you had to pull it out of Nick, and that's the way it is with Gunnar. And you'd say, well, I don't want my quarterback to be that way. I want my quarterback to be – you know, loud, boisterous, and I mean, he is who he is. And as he gains more confidence, he takes a greater role. But he listens all the time, and you might not think he's listening, but he's listening. He's taking notes, and he's wise, and he's a great kid, is what he is.
It's junior days. It's visits. It's nonstop. You're coaching your team. You're trying to recruit the next guys. I think the future guys that are going to be successful or is on the topic of what you talked about a few minutes ago. When you're a head coach and you're sitting with a kid, how do you determine who loves football more than recruiting?
I don't know that you can. You got to turn the tape on and see it. You got to see their willingness to dive into football. I mean, I always remember during the COVID time when Kamari Laster was getting recruited, I'd never met a kid that was more persistent. He wanted to Zoom all the time. He sent videos in. He was hungry. And so these guys that are really hungry for it and can't do without it, they tend to do better in our organization than a guy that, you know, comes and he's wanting to take pictures and he's on his phone the whole time and he's kind of aloof and, you know, you're talking to him and he's checking his phone. I mean, it's just, it's different. And we try to weed that out and find the ones that are like football junkies and they've done better with us. Bullard was that way. He loved it.
Good lesson for any young person listening, by the way, for any interview with that phone and everything else.
It's a high board scholarship. Yeah. Put your phone down.
Let me ask you, Coach, about something else you said, which is I spent 10 years at Bama. I got 10 years here. I'm used to keeping the noise out, right? You're talking about comments made about your offensive coordinator. Kirby likes to keep his friends on staff. This guy, we could find anybody to be better than Mike Bobo. You said, I don't pay attention.
Sure.
So what are the rules? How do you detach when you're the most visible program in America? How do you hear about it but not pay attention to it? Are you really detached enough that you don't let the outside noise get to anybody around the program?
Yeah, I think I don't know that I'm detached enough. I'm confident enough in decision making. It's the strength that I think that I have as a leader of the organization is to look from 10,000 feet down and survey what we have, what we've done, what I've been around. I mean, you know, if this was 10, 15 years ago, you want to question everything. But this is I've been coaching a long time now,
yeah.
And I've worked for some really good coaches, and I've been around some really good coaches, and I've seen the way that I want it done, and I've seen the way other people do it, and you know, we've had a lot of success, and I really am confident in what we do and how we do it, and I think that works. That doesn't mean that college football hasn't changed, and the roster that we're working with now is not the same roster we worked with 5-6 years ago. The schedule that we play is not the same schedule we played 5 or 6 years ago, but I think our strength is in our retention and our continuity. There's a lot of programs that wish they had that same thing.
Do you take any offense when someone says Kirby takes care of his friends and it's hard for to make tough decisions?
No, I don't take any offense to it because they got a job to do too. I respect that's what pays the bills in our industry. You know, we're the bell cow of this university, and the reason we are is because people are so passionate about football. So we help balance the budget. We pay for a lot of other sports here, and if we didn't have mouths and things that promoted our sport, then it wouldn't be as good as it is.
Coach, I made some calls over to East Kai. Make sure you're paying that weekend pass gate too. As you move forward into the East Cobb world with your young man and your son Andrew Smart.
He had a hell of a start to his East Cobb season, right? Was it first pitch of the year?
Yeah, I tell you what, he started better than he started last year. Last year we came off spring break and he didn't. I don't think he got a hit in three games, and then he started off better this time.
The video. But that was something.
You got a lot to work on still. Got to keep convincing him of that.
Can you talk about the wide receiver position? Obviously, somewhere that you need more production. You got kids coming in recruiting. You got portal kids coming in. And you got Colby coming back as well. Talk about a lot of Georgia fans want to be better there.
Yeah, I want to be better there too. I want to be better everywhere. But that's one that you know, we had a lot of guys back last year, but it was weird because it wasn't that we had like the guy, you know, like the go-to guy, whether that was Ladder Brock the year before, it's been George before. I mean, you just had that guy. We had a big committee of guys and never really got our rhythm between the guys that were out, the guys we lost, the guys that were injured. But, I, you know, that group, what's good about that group right now is there's some depth there, some competition there. I mean, you got the young ones who practice one day right now, and I'm like, ooh, man, these guys, you know, they look good. They look like they can help us. Then we got some old ones between Dylan, Colby, Cole Spear, a lot of the older guys out there that I'm like, man, these guys look good. Branch and Noah are there. So there's just a lot of competition. There's a lot of answers. We got to figure out what the new guys do best, and we got to bring the freshmen along now. We can't, you know, wait until halfway through the season and get them going. These freshmen are going to be talented players.
Coach, one more question here. Last guy, I know you love this kid, and I know how much he means to your program. And I see that he got the key to the state today, Nolan Smith. Can you talk about what a human he is and how happy you are for what he's doing in the NFL?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I love all the kids that play for us, and, yeah. and he's very unique. I mean, he has no censor, governor. He doesn't. I mean, he walked straight up to me yesterday and, Coach, you get a lot of grades, man. You got to get some stuff working on those. And I'm like, well, good to see you, Nolan. I was like, I hadn't seen you in a while. Appreciate it. And then I went on a trip yesterday, and my wife sends me a picture. He just showed up at the house. And I'm like, Nolan. He's like, well, I wanted to go over here and see Andrew, Coach. And I just stopped by, and, you know, Andrew's not there. And I was like, yeah, you know, he's got school, and he's got baseball. But Nolan is just everybody loves Nolan, and he's so appreciative that he's like, Coach, the things I learned being here and the things this university did to me, I want to help repay it. He said, what can I do? How can I help? You know, and that's not normal for a guy that's been out for, you know, 1-2 years to be asking you what he can do to help. And he's got a lot of respect for him and what he's meant to the program.
30 seconds left with Coach Kirby Smart. This stuff about spring game is interesting. You said there's no guarantee we play it every year. Sounds like you're playing it this year. I also like what you said. Don't be fooled. Some coaches, separate of the portal and all that stuff and the money, they never like playing spring games to begin with, and you're hearing about that.
Yeah, I mean, you could say there's more injuries than a normal practice, so there's your risk. You got all kinds of depth problems. I mean, I haven't even had a padded practice yet, so for me to decide that, you know, it was a given before, so everybody assumed it, but it could have happened to us last year. We were down on some defensive linemen, and there comes a point where if you can't go out and play a game, then don't do it. You know, do something else that's better for your team. So I think that's a decision you have to make every year in the middle of spring.
All right, Coach, appreciate it. Rusty, if you chat down the workout routine and send that along, too, as part of coming on
with us. I
need that.
Whatever it is he's doing.
we're happy to do that.
It would be a quick text, I can tell you that.
Thanks, guys. Hey, good luck with spring practice. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Coach. All right, there he is, the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs, Kirby Smart. On Sports Radio 99.
He still didn't bump Rusty Rocks. Let's just be I don't care how many national championships he's won.
No, Rusty's in the 10. We had to bump him.
We got a Nashville topic. Anything, ain't nobody's bumping that.
10 seconds. Anything jump out of you from what he had to say?
Yeah, I thought his saying a lot of quotes about the wide receiver room. Like Ron Puglisi. Nobody really talks about Ron Puglisi.
Well, I like that he mentioned 8-10 different receivers all coming in a different part of the program from the portal.
And you had to catch yourself. You saw talking about the young guys like, wow, they're pretty good.
I know.
You know what I mean? You have to put the brakes on.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship-level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Coach.
I know. All right, we'll come back. Top of the hour, 10 o'clock. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro, Rusty Manziel. Hell of a 10 o'clock hour. Quinn Snyder joined us at 9:25. The Hawks are rolling. They've won four in a row. Their bench had 57 points last night.
That's pretty strong.
And I'm telling you, they are so much better after that trade. Not only do they have flexibility, got guys with the right numbers, but, I mean, look at Man LeVert and George Niang, their contributions. And then you get Jalen back, Larissa Shea, Dyson Daniels, may win most improved and defensive player. He could win both. Is he definitely going to win one of those two? Definitely win a most improved, right? Biggest jump in points and assists and steals?
I'd say so, man. I mean, the defensive one, I know he's not a betting favorite, but you can't deny what he's doing
he's
leading the league.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, we did the thing about the stock of the Hawks. Obviously, not the stock, the confidence, that's up. And then Kirby coming on and just talking about all kinds of stuff.
I love the quote on Ron Pugliese. He never flinched. And he didn't mention him, but I'll tell you who he was talking about. Dylan Raiola.
Yeah.
He was committed off and on during the whole thing.
We were lucky enough to cover the SEC championship game 2 years ago against Alabama, and we were at the new Hard Rock Hotel doing a live show with Mike Johnson and Drew and Rusty and myself. And you were nice enough to introduce me to Ryan Pugliese and his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation was, you know, they just signed the number one player in America, Dylan Raiola. After they signed you, how did you feel about that? And I come from that neck
verbally
of the woods.
Committed, yeah.
I come from that neck of the woods. So Mr. Pugliese's response was classic, like New England ball.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
We don't pay attention to that.
Forget about it.
Yeah, it's like, we don't even pay attention to that stuff. We're going to Georgia and we're. And he had never been to one SEC game.
He couldn't go to a game in Athens because they played their high school games on Saturday.
He went to a Vandy game, I think, and this was his first SEC title game. And he was like, again, a great lesson to all those high school kids, which you know, Rusty can tell you way ahead of me. So many things happen in a program. You think this kid's in front of you, he might not be. You think that this is where you are on a depth chart, or you think that, you know, there's too much smoke. Like, just commit and do your job, and things fall into place.
How about him talking about kids being on their phone on recruiting visits and not being present?
Listen, can you imagine one of your kids finding out? If I found out the baby Sophie was set up on an interview or was doing a networking call and she was on her phone, I mean, I think I would
lose my mind.
Can you imagine somebody sitting with Kirby looking at their phone? I mean,
you would be shocked. You would be shocked.
I'm sure you have interviews with kids.
As
much power as you have, as influential as you are, and you do come up. Listen, every SEC coach knows who you are and knows that a five-star from Rusty Manziel is a big deal. And even when they're talking to you, I'm sure you see them distracted.
And Day-Day had a good point talking to me here. People with headphones, AirPods in their ears, you know, be respectful. Look a person in the eye. And it's not just a scholarship offer University of Georgia.
Yeah, they're all.
It's coming to an interview for Atlanta Eats as an internship.
No, listen.
You're talking about this is what I say. This is what I leave every camp with. They're not looking for a reason to offer your scholarship. They're looking for a reason not to offer your scholarship.
I cannot tell you how many times I've had a parent ask me, my kid's interested in sports or he's interested in social or
food or brand, I don't know, whatever they think is sexy, media, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
You run a media company. And those kids will come in.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, unlike our world, you can find out 10,000 things. First of all you do is ChatGPT. You can figure out in 25 seconds about a company.
Yep.
Literally with ChatGPT. Not to mention just do some research where these kids are sitting across from me and they have absolutely no idea what the business I'm in. Their parents set it up for them.
Yep.
And then I'm saying, I'm going to give you some good advice. First of all, are you going to take any notes? Because I just gave you four people you should reach out to. Oh, yeah. No pad of paper. Not taking their phone to take any, like, crazy.
I have a young lady at work for me for 3 years as an intern. Camps, all-star games, all of that. She wanted me to basically vouch for her recently. And I've known this young lady for 3 years. And she does a great job. I went to dinner with her a couple of weeks ago, and I set her down in front of me, and I said, this is the real world. I'm going to put my name on you.
Yeah.
Are we on the same page? When I left dinner that night, we were on the same page, and I made the call for her.
Right.
But that's what it takes.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just going to tell you can't walk into a meeting as a 21-year-old and have no idea exactly who you're like it's you could find out.
Yep.
Do you used to work at that? You're on that station now. But no, actually, that is the exact opposite of where I work.
Yeah.
I have, that you're in that Brave station. Right?
I had somebody.
No, I'm not on the Brave station. I'm the one that kicks their butt every single day.
I had somebody walk up to me and go, I heard your Mike Bobo radio piece a couple weeks ago about him retiring. I said, hey, Hoss, you lost me there.
Right. Yeah. So
we're on the other side of the street there, my man.
I mean, listen, every parent, we're not trying to be like, it's also the best time in the world for a young person to get ahead because if you show up somewhere.
Did you see the Texas coach on the three reporters? They drove 16 hours to Greenville for the three Texas students that drove 16 hours to Greenville, South Carolina to cover the women's basketball tournament. And the head coach from Texas in his press post-game loss,
yeah,
said, who are the three students? And when y'all...
You saw this, G?
He goes, when y'all apply for a job, you put my name on your resume. And my quote on that is, what will you do different that others will not? And those three kids drove from Austin, Texas to Greenville, South Carolina to cover that on their own dime.
Makes an impact, right? Because you don't see everything like that. All right, we got a bunch of stuff to get to. Other than just pontificating like a bunch of old dudes, right? Yeah. So,
do you remember we used to have cable TV? You only had three channels.
Listen, I got my job in Atlanta by sending out a cassette tape and a cover letter in an envelope. Right, licked the letter and mailed it out to 10 cities. I could have been in Milwaukee. I could have been the voice of Kielbasa's, but Atlanta called first. But Milwaukee was one of those towns in Tampa. Anyways, I want to talk NFL, a couple of things. First of all, Falcons had a bunch of folks here talk to their organization. There's part of me that says they're trying a little too hard to let you know. They did 26 interviews at the NFL Combine, mm-hmm. only with defensive players. I would think at some point there's some offensive players worth talking to, but I get it. Then they wanted to show you we're going to blitz.
Yeah, but yesterday they had the entire offensive staff and talking with Mike Johnson. They had two assistant O-line coaches there. What do we need? We need a center. If we're going to draft an offensive player early, maybe Jared Wilson.
What do you think about that group? Yeah, talk about
Jared Wilson. Jared Wilson's going to be the first center taken. The problem is I think we're at 45 or 46. Are we going to take a center at 45 or 46? We don't have one.
Where's he projected?
Right, close.
Well, we have one.
He was the third.
Ryan.
He ran the fourth. Well, that position's open.
Okay. Yeah, Ryan Neuzel was there.
But
that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, it's open.
Yeah, Ryan Neuzel could have competition.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You talked about who had the most to gain yesterday, the Georgia practice. Probably the two guys that weren't invited to the combine, right? Yeah. Shambliss and Jackson, Shambliss. Right?
I would say Dan Jackson. Also now, Ben Jurosik, the Stanford transfer tight end. He ran really well. Ran 4.64. So there's some guys that made some money.
I meant to ask Kirby. We didn't have time, and he was very generous about 16 minutes or so. Brock Bowers is all over. Because when he talked about Ladd and Brock is what he said, and I was asking him, did you ever imagine Brock Bowers could put up numbers? I mean, his numbers are in craziness with the Raiders with three quarterbacks. He's on a – did you say he's on a
– I don't want to get my man in trouble.
Well, somebody already said it.
Somebody
you
told
already
me,
said it.
Somebody told me that he was on a moped driving to class, and they, like, turned left, and they're like, holy hell, that's Brock Bowers.
Who's the head coach of the Raiders right now? Who got that job?
Pete Carroll.
Oh, Pete Carroll, yeah. So Pete Carroll, I would imagine somebody needs to alert him immediately.
Brock, I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah.
He's taking five classes right now.
My buddy Turtle, by the way, who drives an Uber in Athens, Turtle will drive you, Brock, anywhere you need to go. I promise you, Pete Carroll will pay for it.
Ask Sophie how tough parking is in Athens for the students. Hey, he's a student.
Pete Carroll will pay that bill time and again.
They say my man is tight. He eats three meals in that building every day. He's not spending a penny outside.
That's classic, dude.
When I tell you.
My daughter was freaking out that Brock Bowers was downtown, like walking through downtown at some point, right?
Yeah.
In sleepy little Athens. Yeah. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Also, these are the sexiest stories in the NFL. Listen, the quarterback situation, I know you want to talk more about it. It's everything. When you see, you know, top of the draft, is somebody going to commit to Shador? Somebody committed to Sam Darnold. Somebody's already committed to Justin Fields. Obviously, the Jets saying Aaron Glenn, we're going to move forward. Right?
I texted his dad. I said, hey, man, congratulations. So, I didn't realize his son was in Dubai.
But. Right. Well, good sign for Kirk Cousins. Us getting something for him, right? Because they are not going to release him without getting something back.
That's right.
And then the question is Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, and you remember during the season, Ryan Clark, Aaron Rodgers went out of his way in the Pat McAfee show to talk smack. Here is Lewis Riddick returning another serve. They went back, Ryan Clark returning another serve back and forth when talking about the Steelers waiting to hear or thinking about Aaron Rodgers.
Do you know what Scar's name was before Scar?
I don't.
It was Taka. Do you know what Taka meant?
No.
Garbage. Wasted. That's exactly what could happen if you bring Aaron Rodgers in there. You can have a wasted season. You can have a garbage season. You can have a locker room that has to adjust to not only Aaron Rodgers, but Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers trying to figure out who's going to win the battle of what they want the offense to be.
Wow. He's referencing Lion King there. About it.
I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers, dude. Just go to Montana and live in a hut, dude. I'm done with it.
He's got a couple of weapons if he goes to Pittsburgh.
He's got an arm. I'm just tired.
He's got Metcalf and Pickens.
You know why he's playing? Because they can't touch the quarterbacks anymore. Joe Montana at 34's elbow was like 90 degrees. You can't hit these guys anymore, which I'm fine. I mean, but I'm just tired. I'm tired of the Aaron Rodgers stuff, man. I'm tired of it.
How is Mike Tomlin going to feel about that guy on McAfee every week?
Supposedly that's a no-go, like they did Russell Wilson. No social.
I don't think he's agreeing to that, man.
Well, but you go somewhere else.
But then where's he going to go?
I don't. You come
that's
here.
That's a problem.
You're going to be.
But I don't know that they're going to say that. Who's more desperate? It's a game of chicken. Rusty rocks when we come back. Also, where to hang out on St. Paddy's Day. Atlanta Eats on radio as we continue. Sports Radio 99. /10:24, Sports Radio 92.9, the game. Busy morning on the Steakhouse. That is why you listen. Quinn Snyder joined us. Hawks have won four in a row. Kirby Smart joined us. Fascinating. Also fascinating. Speaking of linking the two, Quinn was talking about Kirby. Kirby talking about he had never been to an NBA game.
I know the guy's got jet lag from going to L.A. in one day. I have a hard time believing that one. I know he had to in college, probably went to an NBA game.
I don't
game.
Know. You're leaving Athens to come to Atlanta. He's not doing that.
I did it. And I had like $8
grew
for my
up
name.
In Bainbridge. Bainbridge.
He said he probably went one with the Heat. I would imagine.
Oh yeah. When
Georgia played Virginia in the Peach Bowl in '95. Yeah. I guarantee you they took those teams to a Hawks game.
I would if they were in town. I would argue when he was down in Miami with Saban that some point the Heat probably were on the radar.
He is a massive Braves fan.
Yeah,
he's a massive Braves fan.
Him and Snit are very tight.
They're very tight. Yeah.
He loves a lot of he loves the Braves. With us too. Very
yep.
true.
Yep.
And by the way, we should talk about Georgia last night, guys. This is a big deal, and I want to throw this out. Rusty Rock's coming up in a few minutes. Also, I'll give you Atlanta Eats on radio and tell you St. Paddy's Day. Georgia loses to Oklahoma last night.
Mm.
And you could see it coming. I didn't like that. People asked me if I like him in the game. I said, no, Oklahoma's playing desperate. We were a 4.5-point favorite, and I said, this is an even game.
Yep.
This is an even game.
Yeah.
Joe Lunardi is saying if Texas beats Texas A&M, and there's some folks that are going to say, and it depends how things fall. If somebody wins a conference tournament that comes out of nowhere that we didn't have in the mix, then that's going to hurt Texas. But Texas still has a chance, even if they lose to Texas A&M. If they beat Texas A&M, it looks like the SEC could get 14 teams in the tournament. I want to say this also. As somebody, you know we make fun, and I turn to Rusty for a lot of different things. Rusty rocks recruiting, college football, everything else. I think basketball is certainly where I feel comfortable saying. Asa Newell is so legit. He's such a big-time player. His hands around the basket.
Soft.
Dude, I remember being in Athens and saying, oh, now I get it. I was at the Missouri game. Look at him last night. What did he have, 21 and 13 or something?
He had 21 points and 17 rebounds,
double-double. Dude, Asa Newell is going to be such a factor in the NBA.
Would you take him or Reese Shea?
I like Reese Shea in the modern-day NBA because he's a little bit more of a wing player.
Okay.
But Asa Newell's hands, his touch around the basket. Did you watch him last night, Day-Day? You think the same thing?
Yeah, I mean,
he's so good.
He is so nice.
And he can shoot on the perimeter.
He can shoot on the perimeter.
He can stretch your defense, yes.
Do you know what it's going to be like when he plays pro basketball full-time and he shoots 500 threes?
I think they said he's put on 16 pounds at Georgia. He'll put on another 10 or 15.
When he shoots threes, those are nice fluid releases.
Mm-hmm.
He can shoot that little lefty jump hook. He is a menace on the post. Asa Newell's awesome. I don't know how far they're going to do. I mean, they'll go as far as their two stars, Silas Demery and Asa Newell. And they're going to look like maybe a 10. We'd rather be a 10 than a 9 if you're Georgia.
Yes.
Because if you're a 9 and you win the 8-9 game, you're playing the one seed.
We don't want any of that.
What do you guys think about Duke Georgia Tech at noon and that spread, dude? That is crazy.
Was it 23.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a Georgia Tech team that struggled with injuries all season. And you saw it last night. You played, or yesterday afternoon, 40 minutes for your best guys. And you want to now go play a rested Duke squad? I mean,
I'm going to give you Duke's last 10 games. They beat Stanford by 36. They beat Virginia by 18. They beat Illinois by 45. They beat Miami by 37. They beat Florida State by 35. They beat Wake Forest by 33. That's crazy. This is not early season Sisters of the Poor Western Arkansas. That's the ACC and the Big Ten, and you're winning by 35. There's a reason a Georgia Tech team that is a legit solid team, right? I mean, they could be in the NCAA and win a game. They're a solid team. They're getting 24.5 points today, and I can't say to take them. I can't. I mean, I would love to. Listen to those scores.
I mean, UNC, what was the score? Is the UNC one up there from this weekend? They beat them by 13 points,
yeah.
And that was probably like some garbage points that UNC got late because I watched that game. Second half, they just started dominating.
It was a 9.5-point number.
Yeah.
Vegas was dying for you to take Carolina at home, and they still didn't cover the number. All right, we ready for Rusty Rocks?
Yeah, man. Let's get after it. Good topic came to me last night, obviously up late. SEC, the eyes of the basketball world are on Nashville, Tennessee. Obviously, me working for 24/7 Sports. The headquarters are in Nashville. Now working for On3. My headquarters are still in Nashville. So since 2010, I have made a lot of trips to Nashville. Very confident.
How many times have you been in Nashville, Tennessee in the last 15 years? Are you averaging 3 trips a year?
Yeah,
two or three minimum. So you've been there 50 times.
Yeah, I would say minimum.
So how many times have you been on Broadway having a cold beverage of those 50 trips?
35.
Okay.
They know me. If I come there.
I'm shocked that there were 15 times you were just working.
Those were
working.
Just bad events. Yeah, bad nights. I'd say
you've been there 40 times.
These are top 5 songs heard on Broadway.
You're going to hear.
I'm confident in these. Like I've been in all the bars. I can tell you, you sitting somewhere for 2 hours.
When Rusty writes,
you're going to hear these.
When Rusty writes his biography, his autobiography, That's the title. I've been in all the bars.
I've been in all the bars on Broadway.
My life on the road. My life on the road by Rusty Manziel.
You know
Manziel.
What happened? I transitioned from American Pie and Buckhead to Broadway.
Okay.
That's what happened.
These are top five. My wife will love this.
Yeah, she's going to like this. All right. This is the first song I ever heard of this artist. One of my favorite. 2011. Eric Church. Ooh. Put a drink in my hand. I mean, it's just you're going to hear it no matter where you're at.
You know, you have to picture just the sing-alongs, the cocktails.
This is exactly what these are.
The bachelorette parties.
Yep.
Just belting out this song, right?
Yep.
So that's number five.
Little Georgia flavor. Steak, I know you'll comment on this one. Song came out in 2005. Chicken Fried. Zach Brown.
Really nice touch by Zach Brown the other night.
Yeah.
They were celebrating Dixie Tavern's 25th anniversary.
How about that?
And Zach Brown showed up because that's where he made his hay, in local bars, just like on Broadway, just like in Atlanta.
Yep.
And he has not forgot his roots, but obviously Chicken Fried, we all started for Zach Brown.
It started for him. 2011. These next three songs are guaranteed. I don't care what day of the year it is. These next three songs, I will bet my life on. Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places. Now, let me give you my story on this song. One of my first trips ever, I'm sitting with my boss, Shannon Terry, which is the now famous Winners and Losers bar in Nashville. My boss turns to me and goes, "You see the guy that's sitting left to you?" And I said, "Yeah, this old guy." He goes, "Ask him what he's famous for." And I kind of beat around the conversation. Finally get to the point. I said, "Hey, man, I'm not going to beg you. What'd you do?" He goes, "I wrote a pretty good song." I said, "What'd you write?" He goes, "I wrote Friends in Low Places." Guy's name was Earl Bud Lee. I was sitting there in 2010, shoulder to shoulder. I said, "Dude, you got the greatest Barstool story in the world. You wrote Friends in Low Places." Co-wrote the song.
It according to I don't know, history books,
That's 1990.
Earl Bud Lee wrote it when he and some friends were gathered for lunch at Tavern on the Row, a famous Nashville eatery.
Mm-hmm.
When the check came, Lee realized he'd forgotten his money. He was asked if he was going to pay for the meal. He replied, "Don't worry, I have friends in low places. I know the cook." That's the origin story.
It's crazy. He looked like one of the guys from Duck Dynasty.
One of the all-time sing-alongs in the world, right up there with Piano Man and Billy Joel. I got friends in low places. Yep. One of the great, turn that on. I'm going to be with my 8-9 buddies. I guarantee if somebody throws that sucker on at 11:30 tonight,
it's on.
We're going to be hugging each other. Like
idiots. Yeah, I love you, man. Love you.
Man,
I'm so proud. I'm so proud of you. You're not in jail.
I'm so proud you're alive. I'm so proud you're here.
Oh, man. Next one. Another great sing along. Wagon Wheel, Darius Rucker. 2011. Another one of those songs. You're going to sing it.
Yeah, remember when Darius Rucker broke away from Hootie and everybody wondered, was he going to be able to make it?
Yep.
So, original back in the 50s, 60s?
Yeah.
The original Wagon Wheel?
Yep. All right, don't play the next one because the next song is this is probably approaching the most appearances on Rusty Rocks. I don't care. Still one of the best songs, still one of the best performers. And I can assure you, in Nashville today, if we had a dollar for every time this is played on Broadway, we would all be going with Steak, all-inclusive, to Vegas. 2015, Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey. It just never gets old, man. That's one of those songs that kind of takes you to a place. Like, you hear that, and you're like, yep.
You know, it's a perfect song by a perfect songwriter by the nicest guy in the business, Chris Stapleton.
So humble.
Everybody that's met him.
You have got to find the video of him singing a cappella in that crowd, and it was all black people. And he stood up with no mic at a comedy show, and they recognized him in the second row. I can't remember the comedian. And he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, that's Chris Stapleton." They hand him the mic, this dude pops it a cappella.
You heard that?
Yeah, I heard that. I mean, it's a great mix, blend of this song. I mean, it's soul, it's blues. I mean, it's just.
He's the most soulful, genuine. That's the best thing going.
That's a damn unicorn, man.
The best thing going in Nashville and country music is Chris Stapleton.
No doubt.
Who, by the way, there's still some bitterness. Beyonce beat him out. this year for Country Artist of the Year, which, let's just say, that's controversial for some in the biz. Yeah. All right. That's awesome. Rusty rocks. We'll talk St. Paddy's. Three strikes. You know what we're doing. Sports Radio 92.9.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Go to the Odyssey app. G Money, do I just hit send here and I'm ready to go? All right, just got to play with this. We just had Kirby on and Quinn Snyder on, and I'm making sure that it's on our social, on Instagram, and you can hear the whole Kirby Smart interview, which was awesome this morning. So
get a lot of text. Odyssey app, folks. You didn't miss it. Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey.
I know my wife is going to go, because I would have heard from her. She's going to go back. You can literally put Rusty Rocks and search it, and you're going to get the top five songs on Broadway. I'll be honest. I was a little jealous. Those cutaways last night where they were showing Broadway,
dude,
for the SEC tournament, I was like, there are four games yesterday. Mm. There's at least four today, at least four on Friday. Like, there's going to be like
– let me tell you something. The Kentucky was that Big Blue Nation. The Kentucky fans are right now, they are belly up.
If Oklahoma, it was going to be Georgia. If Oklahoma's playing
Kentucky tonight, Kentucky. Last game of the day. Let me tell you something. Those Kentucky fans are going to be hydrated.
Dude, no doubt. That's a big game for Kentucky, seating-wise and everything. Wise, yeah, for sure. So, all right. So, we got the Odyssey app stuff to let you know about. Let me just do a couple of homework here, and then we got three strikes questions. We also got our Atlanta Eats on radio, and remind everybody that Atlanta United season in full swing. Jason Longshore's got Tuesday night Atlanta soccer tonight. On top of everything else today, Kirby Smart, Quinn Snyder, Rusty Rocks, We also got the Atlanta United.
Bill Belichick called, so we couldn't fit him in.
No, we could not.
Yeah, can y'all give me
not after his girlfriend wore that Falcon shirt. He's not welcome. Also, don't forget that we got Inter Miami. Is there a chance Lionel Messi plays or not, G? Let people know. G, is there a chance Lionel Messi, he's working
he's
over doing, here.
He's working.
Is there a chance he's playing or not?
There is a chance he plays. I wouldn't hold my breath.
Give him the $500 bet, Steve. You always tell me. $500, is he playing or not? Okay. Yeah.
You would bet if the black is no and red is yes, you bet black.
How many different ways can you ask me the same question?
Don't get a little lovey confused.
All right.
You got 500. You betting he's playing this, or he's not playing?
I've given the same answer three different ways.
All right. He's keeping tabs on international soccer as well. Atlanta Soccer Night is brought to you by your local Ford dealer. Tuesday night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'll give you three strikes questions, then we'll do Atlanta Eats on Radio. First question is, give me a sporting event you surprisingly have never attended. Kirby Smart came on this radio station and said that he thinks that the Hawks game the other night was his first NBA game of his life. You're not buying it. I think he's serious.
He's also jet lagged from flying LA yesterday.
Just saying. Give me a sporting event you surprisingly have never attended.
Atlanta United.
Okay.
And I'm great going. One.
Yeah.
I'm going.
So that needs to fix. That needs to change.
You guys gave me a jersey. I work for the radio station, 92.9, the official radio station.
Maybe bring your daughter, get her one of them.
Kennedy has been, my 10-year-old.
Okay.
She won the friend.
Did she like it?
She loved it.
All right. This is not what's surprising because I'm in the business, right? It's not surprising for a guy driving in from Roswell. I've never been to the U.S. Open. I'm a huge tennis fan. I got friends in New York.
I want to go to Wimbledon.
Yeah. I mean, but surprisingly, the answer is Atlanta United. For me, that I've never been to the U.S. Open.
Flush
and
Meadow,
that's a sporting
baby.
Event, right? Next question is, happy with your weight scale of 1 to 10? 1 being not at all, 10 being really happy. Rusty Manziel.
I can tie my shoes now.
So Kirby Smart, first thing he said is talked about how good Rusty looks and how Mary Beth, his wife, is basically jealous of how swarthy he looks.
Oh, yeah.
An underrated college or NBA shooter. Please don't say Steph Curry. Please don't say Reggie. Underrated.
I was about to say, who's underrating those guys?
Nobody. That's why don't call and say
please,
that.
Yeah.
An underrated college or NBA. Like Kelly Trepuka. You remember that name?
You mean like Paxson from the Bulls?
John Paxson.
John Paxson. Yeah, underrated for that team.
Steve Kerr underrated.
Made some key shots.
Yeah. Underrated college or NBA shooter. At college, it really works because there are guys in college that never made the pros that you knew their only job. Like Marvin Lewis.
What about Reggie Theus for the Hawks? Because he played with Dominique and those guys.
I wouldn't say underrated shooter. He's a scorer all the way. But listen, no such thing as bad ideas, right?
Yep.
It's like a brainstorm at your office, right? Even though it's like, no, dude.
Joe Dumars.
No such thing as bad ideas, except that was a bad one.
Joe Dumars on the Pistons.
Okay. Here we go. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Sporting event you surprisingly have never attended. Happy with your weight on a scale of 1 to 10. Underrated college or NBA shooter. All right, St. Paddy's Day weekend. Weather's going to be nice, too, right?
No.
Sounds like?
It's not at all.
Not here?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. I don't read the weather like Sandra.
Be alert this weekend.
Is tomorrow going to be nice?
Tomorrow's going to be nice.
All right, so there's a lot of parties tomorrow.
Yep.
Listen, there's one gold standard. That's Fadeau in Buckhead in Midtown. One of the best Irish bars in America. Absolutely. They'll have Thursday. They're giving away pints of Guinness tonight. Friday, kegs and eggs tomorrow. Kegs and eggs begins tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday, main event, parades in the street, live music, dancers, the whole nine yards. You need tickets. It's way over the top. Also, Shamrock Fest at Park Tavern, live music all day over the weekend, right? You ever been to that?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm actually a St. Patrick's Day baby, so I'm always doing something on St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day at the Battery. They also do a great job. Live at the Battery and Punch Bowl Social of Irish Dancers, drink specials, green beer. That's a great place to be as well. Kegs and Eggs in Virginia Highlands. Neighbors Pub in Virginia Highlands has a bar crawl, Dark Horse, Moe's and Joe's, Family Dog. I mean, if you're looking for good bar crawls, you got to get in line and get tickets. They're all over the place this weekend, right? And then the Atlanta St. Patrick's Day bar crawl, which is going to be going on the Beltline. You'll start at Brewdog on the Beltline, then Gwaki and Marg's, Duke's Hideaway. Tickets available as well. That starts Saturday at 1. These are all
you awesome. Will have time Saturday at 1 to do those. You don't want to be there at Saturday at 6.
No, this is perfect.
Perfect time. Yep.
This is a
little day drinking. Come home safe.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the evening.
Listen, that's what the young people now know. Like, Darty's, that's what I hear. Like, day drinking.
Dude, sign
be
me
able
up,
to get
man.
Up and feel okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's at club anytime or back streets or nonsense.
My God.
God, some of the things. You didn't do that out of Rome, Georgia. Come in town and do that stuff, did you? You been to both those places?
I'm sorry.
I know. I'm not talking down to you.
We had such
a great show.
We had such a great show.
It was a level of respect. Like, Rusty, he just didn't think that.
He did. Yeah. I come down from the mountain every now and then. Yeah. I would ride the horse and buggy down 75, and we would go to Buckhead and hit Atlanta
once or twice. So you've been to both those places?
Oh, yeah.
Anytime. Yeah. Back streets, all that stuff.
I've been to that one time.
You ever go to what was the Irish bar in Buckhead? TJ's Landing or something? It used to be late night.
McTye's was over there for a little while.
Well, that was
off Far Road.
Great pizza there.
Great pizza.
Steeler Bar. That was the biggest
Steeler bar.
Yes.
Huge. All right. 404-726-0929. Hey, by the way, our John Foy big game of the night is Georgia Tech and Duke. Which tips off in
about an hour.
All right, we got five of us in the room. Let's just do this, and I may be stupid enough to listen to you guys. If you had to bet the game today, it's 23.5. Are you taking Tech or are you taking Duke?
I would take
Duke?
Tech.
+3.5.
23.5.
Yeah, Bo, what do you say?
Not 3.5. I'm 23.5.
Yeah, 23.5, I'll take Tech.
Did you hear the scores that I just put out there, though?
It don't matter.
What do you mean it don't matter?
It's a noon game. Tech is playing with house money.
I understand it's 23 points.
Bo, we want 23.5.
I'll take 23.5.
I mean, you heard Quinn Snyder talk about it during his interview at 920. That playing those noon games are tough. Tech just did it yesterday. They're on the schedule. Yeah. 23.5 is a lot of points. There's a reason that big.
What's the reason? The reason is, you know what
the reason is?
I tell you what,
let's
go against it. Let's us four take Tech 23.5, and we'll give him Duke.
Okay.
And we'll buy a coffee next week.
Okay.
He'll buy
us coffee. I don't want to bet against Tech, but the reason is when it's that big, they're daring you to take Tech. They're like, that's too many points.
Their starters played 40 plus minutes yesterday. That's kind of tough to
think. All you Tech fans that give me hell on social. I'm taking you today 23.5.
Are we going to do this next week? Where we take every SEC team right through the tournament.
Yes.
$100 a game total as a show. $100 a game. There'll be 13 games the first 2 days.
Ooh.
And then, it's $100 a show total.
Okay.
So, like, we don't all have to do 20 each. I can do 50.
Okay.
And then we can move it around, whatever.
I'm in.
Not that I don't have,
it's just for entertainment. I mean, because gambling in Georgia is still illegal, but entertainment-wise,
we win the first game, then. We'll be in the green, and we should be.
Well, what I'll do is I'll drive up to Chattanooga. Everybody sits in that Bass Pro Shop, and everybody gets their satellite. It's amazing on NFL Sunday. The entire parking
because
lot
it's
is
legal
Georgia
in Tennessee.
Plates.
I never knew that story. Had you heard that? That people drive up there so they can do the app.
They
and
get
make
the
their
app,
bets.
And they'll drive right. Literally, it's exit one. I think it's a Bass Pro Shops. You drive literally exit one in Chattanooga, and on Sunday morning, the entire parking lot is Georgia tags.
I mean, think about the millions of dollars that the state's losing because of that.
Tens
That's
of
all they do is take a picture.
Tens of
take
millions.
A picture of that part looks like Black Friday.
You know, I like that.
On a Sunday morning.
Because you can't make those desperate in-game bets. You go back home, and
you're stuck.
Or then you see some guy in a highway at halftime.
Babe, I got to get some milk. Be back.
Halftime, he's driving 95. I got to get a second half pint.
I got some milk.
Got to get a second half line. 404-726-0929. I'm not here tomorrow. I see like one or two calls. That's embarrassing. So we got a minute and a half. You better get on the line right now. Come on. Drew Butler is going to be – is it Zeno tomorrow?
Yes.
Dude, that's going to be so good.
Dude, Tasmanian
Drew Butler,
devil, baby.
Drew Butler doesn't play when it comes to messing with Zeno. He will go right at him. That's going to be entertaining. Yeah. I will wake up on the Odyssey app and listen. All right, let's get some more calls. We have more – I don't even see Day-Day on the phone. Wow. What a slap in the face. We put Quinn Snyder and Kirby on. You can't even call us and give us
404-726-0929.
Willie, what's a sporting event you surprisingly have never attended?
The Masters.
The what?
Masters.
Yeah.
What? The Masters.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get badges, yeah. But yeah. Are the Falcons? Oh, sorry. That's my notes from the show. happy with your weight scale of 1 to 10. Happy with your weight right now.
Hey man, I'm about a 7, closing in on an 8. Just got to get this gut down just about.
Underrated college or NBA shooter.
Right now, man, I don't have him.
What?
Well,
all right, you're out. You don't call 3 strikes unless you have 3 answers.
Willie, you had 2 good ones, big dog. Got to have that 3rd one.
All right, let's go around the room. Happy with your weight scale of 1 to 10?
A lot happier now.
Well, you're like a 9 right now? 8?
8.5.
Yeah. What do you say, Bo?
7.
Day-Day?
I'll say about 7.5. I got to get this gut down.
G-Money?
Day-Day looks good, man.
Day looks great,
I'll say 7. 7.5. Yeah. I mean, okay. We're a bunch of good-looking fellas.
I mean,
hey, listen, we're not shooting for the moon here. We're just trying to survive. Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Day-Day. G-Money, Rusty, always a pleasure. Thank you to Quinn Snyder, and thank you to Kirby Smart as well. Thanks for making the steakhouse part of your day.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long 7th-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.